Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Jill Hubbard and your phone calls. We think it's a great day for a new life.
Welcome to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. All of our calls for this classic program have already been taken, but if you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Hello, Dr. Henry Cloud.
Hey, Stevie. How are you?
I'm good. And Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, Steve and Henry.
Here we are. Glad everybody's here.
Can you help me out a little bit?
Certain.
I wasn't on the show that day, I don't think, where you said your mom is a marriage vulture and you want her to be a hummingbird. What, yeah. Who were you talking to?
Well, I was talking
I
was talking to a guy whose mother was a bit of a presence in his life. He had tried to leave and cleave, but she had grabbed and stabbed. And so she was an ever-present vulture on his shoulder, overlooking everything, questioning everything, second-guessing everything.
American Express mother, don't leave home without her.
Exactly. And my thing was, he's got to shrink this mother down to the size of a hummingbird versus her to be this kind of presence in his life, like a vulture. Let's go with a hummingbird. You know, you can just swat that away and it doesn't cause much damage. That was the context of it.
Got it.
Okay.
So, you know what people are surprised to learn sometimes?
What are they?
You know that verse, leave and cleave in Genesis? Do you know what the Hebrew word for leave means?
I don't know.
Tell us.
Totally forsake or abandon.
Wow.
That's what it means. Same word that was used a lot of times, I think, when the nomadic tribes would leave a campsite and go never to come back.
And
we know it doesn't mean abandon the person, never have a relationship with them, because the rest of the Bible talks about how we're supposed to do that. But it does mean to forever forsake that attachment as a source of life for you. Or no, where you are resourced by it. That's what parents do, right? And guardians and managers. You're supposed to get rid of that.
At a minimum, it is saying, this is a very definitive moment here, and you can't and aren't supposed to go back. And yet, how many times have we heard about a guy who moves back home with his mother because marriage wasn't exactly what he thought it would be?
True.
And
kids that just keep going back to their parents because they can't quite make it without them.
Yeah. Right. I remember from literally the time as far back as I can remember, my father, it had to have been, you know, when I started school. But he always told me two things. He said, son, make sure you study because you're going to college. It's already paid for. I'm saving for it. You never have to worry about it. You're going to college. Number two, when college is over, don't look for another penny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And I remember that, like, that was just like, you know, today's Wednesday or something.
Right.
It was just a structure of life. And I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah. It just, there was no question that they'd help with college.
Yeah. He let you know exactly what he was willing to do.
Versus, you know, come live with us, get your feet on the ground. Yeah. When you're 32, you can finally move out or something.
Or in California, I think it's 47.
47. Grow up. All right. Okay, you're listening to New Life Live, and our website is newlife.com. It's easy to find. And our phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help or you would like to help us, it's the same number. Now, we'll take this short little break. We'll come back and go right to the phones with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Jill has written The Secrets Women Keep. Henry's newest book is Necessary Endings. Before we go to the break, don't forget, if you're not wearing the most overpriced, undervalued t-shirt, it is not too late to get that t-shirt, $100. And it says, I saved a person's life, and all I got.
was this t-shirt and a tremendous amount of satisfaction, which is so true. And we're using that to be sure people can get the help that they need.
We'll be back.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. Jill Hubbard is the committee of three here today, and we're talking with Anna from Glendale, Arizona. KPXQ is the station. Hello there.
Hello.
How you doing today?
All right.
Well, that's good. How could we help you?
I would like to know how I can better communicate with my sister when we continue to push each other's buttons.
And you guys live in the same home and share a bedroom.
No,
I'm
sure. No.
What's the situation?
I'm the oldest. She's the youngest.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
How old is she?
She's 44.
Okay.
Or right. 43.
Well, give us a little...
Were there any in between?
Yes. My middle sister, Barb, is always in the middle.
Is she in the middle of this dispute, too?
Frequently, yes.
Okay, so give us a little bit of reality here of how she pushes your button.
Well, according to her, I'm the bossy older sister.
Is that true?
And I feel that I used to be. Yes. To be.
Okay. Have you apologized?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you asked her how that felt to grow up with an older sister who was always telling her what to do and to tell you that story?
We've tried to talk about things like that, but the biggest thing is we live in separate states now, and anytime she comes to visit, when she's on vacation, she drinks a lot, and that's when she starts preaching, and nobody's as good enough Christian as she is, and all that kind of stuff. And so after listening to your show, I've told her, you know, I just choose not to be around her when she's been drinking. Mm.
You think she's an alcoholic?
Oh, well, yeah, because I'm a recovering alcoholic 20 years myself. Okay. So.
How were the parents in that area?
Our parents?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad's passed away, but I know it's an issue with my mom, too. Mm. I mean, my mom, when she's come to visit her even occasionally, because her husband was in law enforcement, and she's told her that she shouldn't be driving because she's been drinking, and how would that look on her husband if she got pulled over?
There's more important questions than that.
Yeah.
Often a genetic link there. Now, how could we help you? What's the question for us?
Well, it seems like every time we talk, we start in a screaming match.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time she called me up because she had asked me not to mention anything to my... She had told me about some news in the family and not to say anything to my sister, Barbara. And so I had called her and spoken with, I was talking with my sister Barbara, her husband, who has medical issues. And in the course of the conversation, it came up because of the fact that, like I said, Carolyn will probably be mad because she wanted to tell you, but I don't know when she was going to do it, but if it were me, I'd want to know.
Okay, so what was that big information, real quick?
That one of our cousins had tried to commit suicide.
Okay. So, and that led to a shouting match.
Well, my mom had called my sister Carolyn for the phone number to my cousin's brother so that she could find out what the status was. And that's when she laid into my mom, and my mom told her that...
I'm lost.
So I know. So
I'm sorry.
So,
okay.
Anna, a lot of things kind of go round and round and round.
Exactly. And coming back, and that's how our telephone conversations go.
Okay, right. So how could we help? What's the question?
How can I try to stop? I mean, the last time I spoke with her on the phone and she continued to scream and go around in circles, I just told her, I obviously this telephone call is not going anywhere, so I'm going to have to say goodbye.
That's
and
good.
Good, yeah. I can't talk to you when you're screaming at me.
And it was a battery of emails back and forth how, you know,
Let me ask you a question.
The conversation was always about me.
Yeah, it sounds like she's got a lot of complaints, right?
She has an explosive anger, and then she explodes at you.
Right, and you've sat down and tried to understand all of her complaints about the older sister and listened to her, and you've tried all that you can try, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if that's...
And it just gets into a screaming match.
Yeah. Well, if that's true and you've tried it, one thing you could do is say, I'm really a little bit I'm kind of out of answers here. I want to be close to you. And, you know, if there's things I've done that have hurt you, I'm sorry. I'd, you know, be willing to apologize for those. But what's not helpful is, you know, we don't get anywhere when we talk, and my experience is that you get frustrated with me and start to yell and scream, and so it's probably not good as long as that's happening for us to talk anymore until we can really talk and maybe go see somebody together.
Anna?
And that's what I basically told her.
Okay, so she's, you know, you said you're in recovery. She is not. Okay, so she's going to be acting out of her alcoholism, right?
That's what makes it hard too, because I know exactly.
Right.
Right. So
and you don't
so
talk
you,
to drunks, right?
Yeah.
While they're drunk.
So you know that. But what Henry was showing you is that it's not about each and every little incident that happens, because the pattern is the same.
Right.
Right. So you really don't get anywhere going down the path. Well, she said this or he said this. That doesn't help. But talking about the relationship as a whole and how you guys communicate. And when it's working and when it's not. And I think you do have to set boundaries with her as to what your comfort level is. And she's not going to like that.
And just
and that's basically what she says.
Why do you need to win with her? When she sends you an email, why do you need to answer that email and one-up her a little bit?
Well, I didn't. I responded to, I guess I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the same thing when she says something to you that escalates the intensity, you don't have to come back with anything. You know, you're a recovering alcoholic. If the only thing you had to live by was a serenity prayer, you would be accepting the fact that you can't change her.
Right.
And you would be changing you courageously. And you'd know the difference. And you'd know the difference.
Right. And earlier when I said, you know, you have that conversation saying, unless you want to go talk with somebody together or do something different, you know, I don't think we should talk. Okay, so then she calls you and you don't answer. And she sends you an email and you don't respond. So for this to go on, it takes two people to have a tug of war. So if you're in the serenity mode, like Steve said, you let go of your end of the rope. You can't get in an argument if you're in control of yourself and you refuse to get engaged.
And if she was calling us, we'd have some other things to say to her, but you're all we've got to work with to solve the dilemma of two sisters pushing each other's buttons.
Right.
Okay.
She's the baby in the family, and she sounds like she kind of tantrums a lot.
Yeah. Well, she's an alcoholic, and that's what alcoholics do. She's just doing what she gets paid to do, just drinking and tantruming and
and she's a binge drinker, so she's not always...
And my hunch is when she comes at you with your craziness and with her craziness and all these accusations, you try to set the record straight, right? And you try to give her the truth. Well, that's not working.
Mm-mm.
So just empathize with her. Say, oh, I'm sorry that's hard for you.
Okay.
Sounds like you're having a hard day.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible. Hope you like it and hope something we've said has been helpful to you. But, you know, like the Geico commercial, it takes two to tango. And, you know, you get three in there, it's difficult, too. But you just...
What is the... I haven't seen it.
Oh, they ask the question, does it take two to tango? And they've got three people dancing, proving that it only takes two.
Oh, is that the guy that looks like...
The little green lizard.
Yeah.
No, the guy that... Is it true?
That guy.
Oh. He's funny.
He is funny. All right, let's talk with Jane. Jane's calling from Chicago. WYLL is the station. Hi, Jane. Welcome to New Life.
Hi.
Hi there.
My question is, how do you start living again when you want to die, basically?
Tell us how you've gotten to this place.
I guess many things. Starting with my early 20s, I mean, right out of high school, I had to get married because I was pregnant. My ex, well, he was an alcoholic, so family were alcoholics. And he was, when he lost his job, he became verbally, physically, and sexually abusive to me. It wasn't until he started on my son that I had the courage to leave, but all I did is hop into another relationship just so I could get out of that one.
Okay, so how could we help you today?
I am trying to find a way. The last 4 years have been the worst years of my entire life. I am under the care of a psychiatrist, but I don't believe in him. I tried therapy, and that never worked.
Let me interrupt for 1 second. Why has therapy not worked, and what do you mean when you say you've tried it?
Well, all they ever did was ask me, how did your day go? They never got into all the stuff that I haven't recovered from.
Yeah, that's really sad because the reality is that therapy does work, and it's very, very effective for many, many things, and one of them is, you know, the kind of despair and wanting to die kind of feelings that you have. My sadness for you is it sounds like that there have been some attempts and you've tried, but probably, you know, it sounds like maybe haven't found somebody that knows how to help you with what you're struggling with, because I can't imagine a therapist just that all they would do is say, how was your day? That's really weak therapy. And
well,
so
I've been to five therapists, and every one of them, I'd go there and they go, so how did your day go today?
That's really sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad, because what happens in good therapy is you get to the causes of why you're feeling the way you feel, and you learn new ways, you know, to not feel that way anymore.
How's your relationship with your son?
You ever hear of Cats in the Cradle? I guess I feel guilty because I'm glad I got him away from his father.
Okay. Is your relationship with him a good relationship now, or is it strained?
It's strained.
Yeah, because it sounds like to me that he could really help his mom establish some things and find a. You really do need a good counselor that's going to help you, along with what the psychiatrist does. Psychiatrists usually don't, deal with therapy. They mm-hmm. deal with the medication kind of stuff.
Right, and that's just a small piece of it. Medication right. alone isn't going to be the most helpful, yeah. but with therapy it can be great. Mm. But Jane, it sounds like there has been a lifetime of hurt, and mm-hmm. the fact that you were pregnant in your 20s suggests that maybe there's a lot more going on earlier in life. And you know, it's hard because when we've had such a long history of hurt, we start to see things in exactly the same way, yeah. and we repeat things unknowingly that we are contributing to that, yeah. and that is sad.
Well, we're very sorry, and let me send you Healing is a Choice. I hope that's a book that will help you there. When we come back, we'll talk to Mina from Elk Grove, California. Mina, how are you?
I'm great,
okay.
thanks.
Just hold on there. We'll get right to you. And you, please, you hold on to. Don't touch that dial. Are you making fun of me, Henry?
Well, it just occurred to me. There are no dials anymore.
Oh,
so don't
oh.
touch that dial.
That's true.
Don't
we should talk
laughing.
About that.
Dials have gone away.
Yeah.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. You can write us at P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Now back to New Life Live.
Oh, we are back. I got a wonderful note here. Thank you for the great help and your prayers. Every Man's Battle, along with other books and some counseling, has made a full change in my husband. The Lord has opened his eyes and spiritualized to things, his heart and spiritualized to things that only God could do. Praise the Lord for his faithfulness and for you being there for us. We listen and see you on Scottsville, Kentucky, Channel 48 TV station. That would be, I believe, that's the FamilyNet network there. But thank you for that note. We appreciate those. And Mina from Elk Grove, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. How could we help you today?
Well, I'm calling about my 21-year-old son.
Okay.
I was married for 17 years to a raging alcoholic, very abusive husband,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up having a nervous breakdown 5 years ago,
mm.
and my son used to protect me, and he always used to be there to stop the fight or tell my husband to get away from me. And my ex-husband tried to kill me 3 times, and my son was there to stop it.
Yeah.
and he was always there for me.
Right. Now, how's it going now?
Well, now my son has become best friends with my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he works for him. He goes on trips with him. And they just came back from Venice. And they go on wine tastings together.
Okay.
He owns a
restaurant. What's your relationship like with your son?
It's terrible.
Because you don't...
He doesn't respect me.
Mm. What do you mean?
He doesn't talk to me. He comes and goes as he pleases. He doesn't tell me where he's going.
How old is he?
He's 21.
So he lives with you?
And he lives with me. And he doesn't have dinner with us anymore. He's always with his dad.
Who's us?
I'm remarried. And I have three other children.
Yeah. Well, let me just apart from all these family struggles and this, that, and the other, you know, when somebody's 21, usually they move out and have their own life, and they don't come back to family dinners. And so I would see in a perfectly normal, and I know a lot of families like that, where, you know, somebody may be late college or something, and they don't do family dinners. They have their own life, and like they would if they're
kind of come and go.
An adult. Yeah, they kind of come and go. So I don't hear a problem in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he always sticks up for his dad.
Well, let me tell you something. It is very common for a child to take out all of their anger on the parent that didn't do something about the other one.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Why didn't you change it? Why didn't you fix it, mother? You know, mm-hmm. these things are going on. Man, she could have called somebody. She could have blogged. I mean, she could have searched the internet. She could have gone to meetings.
And if
she,
there was attempted, was there really attempted murder twice?
Yes.
Hmm. Oh.
Why, were the police involved?
Yes.
How did he get out of jail?
He got out because nothing happened to me.
Because nothing happened? He got out. Hmm.
So, Mina, you're really hurting, it sounds like, today, mm-hmm. because in spite of all this, you feel like you're losing your son?
Yes.
Yeah, and that just hurts.
Yeah,
yeah, it hurts a lot because mm-hmm. he and I used to be best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were so close. And what the twist is, he's not even his father.
Does he know that?
Yes, he knows that.
Okay. Okay. But this is the man who he saw as his dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you might want to think about having a conversation with him and asking him to forgive you for not doing some of the things that maybe he expected you to do as a mother or when you were going through this really rough time.
Okay.
It might help something there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think another really good idea is, as Jill has kind of put her finger on, you're going through a loss here, and it's a season of life. It's a transition where the closeness that you had when he was a little boy and when he was an older boy.
Your protector.
Yeah, you know, that was a really good, valid season of life, but that season really has ended. And that's God's design. You know, kids grow up and they leave home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what you've got to do is you got to figure out, you know, that void and that loss and that emptiness. You got to figure out what you're going to fill that with. In the first place I would start is in a community of people where you establish some really good, close relationships and find out what your next season is about.
Well, and see, you remarried, and so you no longer needed him to be your protector. You got new protector. And, you know, it's really common for boys in adolescence to start to identify more with dad.
Yeah.
And even if he's not a great dad, he's still the dad that he has known. And so he's trying to identify with him so that he can become more of a man.
And he's, when the boy's 21, he's a safe dad. He's not, I mean, obviously, if he's choosing
to
be with him.
Right, he's seen some good parts of dad, perhaps.
So, well, I'm so sorry.
But it still hurts as a mom.
Yeah, so sorry. And just hold on. I want us to see if we can get some counseling for you. And I'll send you Healing is a Choice, which talks about the need to grieve things. And it really is a big loss. And I'm glad that you called. And I'll ask our listeners to pray for you that things will work better with you and your son. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the second half of New Life Live right after this.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the program.
We are back. How about Mary from Boston, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, last April I called in because I heard a dropped phone call with my husband, and it seemed like he was with another woman, and he denied it, and I was told at that time, the first time I heard, that he had sex addiction problems, and he really denied it, said it was just at Starbucks, that's where he works, and whatever, and I was recommended to give him the book, Every Man's Battle, and get him to the workshop. And it took till like 8 months until this past weekend, and he, prior to going, he had a change. He had a heart. He confessed a lot to me, and he went, and multiple women, multiple encounters, and was guilting me about not being able to connect in the marriage when all of this stuff was going on. And
now, that was before he went to the workshop, right?
Right. So he went to the workshop, and he got back, and he thinks, okay, I'm a new man. Let's you forgive me, and let's move on, move forward. And I need time, and I need...
Sure.
I believe there's hope for my marriage and our two daughters, and I want to be willing to do that, but
yeah.
I need time, and I need forgiveness as a process, and I don't know. Sexual addiction was a symptom, and there's other issues like financial responsibility.
Right.
And he thinks because he's not struggling right now, he's fit, he's done, and so
Mary,
get over it.
Mary, just like when you first confronted him, he denied it and said no, and it took you 8 months of holding your position to get him to see. Okay, so now he's had this great experience, but they usually talk about there is, you know, kind of some aftercare that he needs to do.
Sustained victory.
This is the beginning of a new way of living. It doesn't mean that all is solved. And of course, it's going to take you a while to catch up. And so, you know, he may want to move on because that's what he's feeling and that's where he's at right now. But even when we change, there's still consequences to how we've lived.
Have you read Every Heart Restored, the book for women whose wives are sex addicts?
I have that. It was recommended, but in terms of specific infidelities, multiple women, and that's very hard to... I did read it.
Okay.
It's just even intimacy. I mean, the expectation for restored relationships.
Sure.
Right. Let me give you sort of an analogy.
I want a real change.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me give you an analogy that might help. If, let's say that somebody came along and took a knife and stabbed you or cut you, right? Well, you got this big wound. And let's say that they apologize and said they're sorry. And you could probably, you know, take some step at that point and say, okay, I forgive you, which means to cancel the debt. I'm not going to hold this against you now that you've repented, this, that, and the other. And you could forgive them that day. But that wound is going to take months and months and months to heal because there's a healing process that is separate from forgiveness. And what your husband is saying is that if you've forgiven him, you should be healed and you should be ready to use that wounded arm again. Mm-hmm. Well, every time you try to pick up something, which is connection with him, you've got this really open cut. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you haven't forgiven him. And somewhere a counselor, I think, should explain to him exactly what you're saying. You know, we have deep empathy for you. That's a lot of betrayal. It doesn't mean you're holding it against him. It just means that it takes time to heal. And actually, it would be part of his recovery to take a different stance and come out of an entitled stance to where he immediately is demanding, you know, like everything is fine or feels entitled to that because he said he's sorry.
Yeah, and you're not alone.
He needs to learn compassion.
It's a common thing. He comes back and all he's doing is live up to his vows and got all this off his chest, and then there you are. And if that's why we encourage people to he goes to Every Man's Battle, and then you come to the New Life Weekend, and you get in a group together, and that's where he hears from other people, as he did at the workshop. He heard this. You can't rush this. She is going to be upset when you confess to her for a long time, but it's difficult for a man who is excited about his new life and his integrity to take. Well, first of all, there's a lack of character in growth and development that's got to take place, and it's going to be a while before he's the man that you always wanted him to be. But I'm glad you called, and I'm going to send you and him both, Every Man's Marriage and Every Woman's Marriage, and that's going to help you guys come together after this horrible thing. And I hope and pray that things are going to get better. Jill, did you have a comment you wanted to make?
I think that you're on the right track, and so I think you can, you know, applaud him for going, but that it's going to take time.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's go to Jim from Denver, Colorado. KRKS is the station. Hi, Jim.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, Jim.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, good.
I don't too much have a question, but I was going to just let you know, I listen off and on, and we're actually at church. We're taking a boundaries class. Really enjoy it.
Oh, cool.
Watching the videos. But I did have a comment and possibly maybe a suggestion if possible.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
I'm in some counseling right now, and they say concentrate on yourself, so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys, just because I've heard Hank Hanegraaff, I heard June Hunt, I've heard you guys, and I've listened to you guys for 2 or 3 years or more, and I can only listen for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes before I hear people interrupting. What I'm going to ask is if you guys could work on yourselves, all the men, could not interrupt, and you could ask the listener, hey, you have 30 seconds to explain it or explain the ground rules or something to them before they get on the phone.
Yeah.
But, because I know you guys have a time limit, I understand that, but what really turned me off from Hank Hanegraaff was he had the Bible, he had the truth, but he interrupted everyone. And it just really gave Christianity a bad name.
Okay.
And I love you guys, but I just cannot stand to listen to this. And you guys are very wise, but people, they're in a hurting state, and they just, I think what it turns off mostly is the objective listener who's trying to understand the victim, which is the counselee.
Yeah.
So if you guys could take a little counsel today, if you don't mind, try to
take some of our own medicine.
Yeah, maybe give them the ground rules before they get on the phone. Say, okay, you have like 20 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever, because they are under a time limit and they've got to get, you know, I don't know, X amount of counselees in per hour, because that's just who they are.
Jim, I appreciate you saying this, mm-hmm. and I don't want to defend anything, because we all need to do better at what we do. But I did want you to know that we have a call screener, and the call screener's job is to hear the problem and then to counsel that person and coach them on asking the question first, so that we can ask questions. And it's just doesn't happen very often. But I tell you, because you called, I'm going to notice when I'm interrupting. And I'll do it less, and your call will have been an effective call.
Okay, and I love you guys. So I don't want to take up any more time.
Jim,
you guys are awesome.
Let me ask. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is, you know, and Jill will probably identify this as well. You know, we're both clinicians, and we're used to sitting with people where, you know, you got the better part of an hour,
mm-hmm.
and you can really hear all the details and hear everything unfold and connect with the pain and all of that sort of stuff. And one of the difficult things in doing a radio show like this is part of the clinician part of me, mm-hmm. you know, is always wanting to hear. I want to get all the details, and I want to hear all of the, you know,
right.
on and on and on. And in a, you know, when you've got a minute and a half or something, sometimes when people are going into the backstory and all the related stuff, it is really difficult kind of to get to something that we could not only help them with, but also maybe give some answers that a lot of people could use.
Yeah.
And I just have a question for you. Does it ever get, in any calls, does it ever get frustrating to you that it goes on too long before we get to a question or a problem?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So I
totally understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're.
But in your opinion, we're not going to that problem. We're not having that problem as much as we're interrupting people too quickly.
Well, and maybe if you had just one person say, "Hey," like maybe the lady or
okay. Hold on, I gotta interrupt. Sorry about that.
Right,
hold on. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience. that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the program.
Hey, we're back. We were talking with Jim. Jim, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
I just want to apologize for interrupting you in your call to complain about us interrupting. I had to interrupt you for the break.
No worries.
All right. Appreciate your call, and notice we didn't say to you anything like, "So, what was your mother like to you?" And you know, we didn't go into anything like that. We appreciate you, and let me send you a Life Recovery Bible for telling the truth.
Yes, sir. And we really appreciate your videos. So the boundaries, we just went through our first week, and we're just in awe. We really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, man.
Everybody needs it. Champions get counseling.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
I didn't know that until about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, wow.
Hmm.
So you guys are doing miracles.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. And let me just say, I do hear that it can be really frightening for people to call. And it's about your life, so you get anxious about that. And we don't want to be insensitive.
Yeah.
However, we do want to get to the heart of things.
Right.
And so we're trying to balance that.
Let's talk to Barry from Baltimore, WRBS's station. Are you there, Barry?
Yes, I am.
The chances of you being interrupted have never been less on this program.
We're all going to be mute.
So how could we help you? And we beg you to keep it short because we're not going to interrupt.
Okay.
All right.
How do I know when or how do I forgive a person who has offended me?
Okay, who is it and what did they do?
Well, it's a friend and also a pastor.
Okay.
And I walked in on a very unfortunate situation, and where he was being unfaithful to his wife.
Mm.
And he said that he would he said that he wouldn't do it, and he said that he would do certain things, but he never did it. He never did the things, and it took me 4 years to really confront him with the leaders. And he lied and misused the scripture. Mm-hmm. And manipulated me emotionally, and all those things to keep me from going as far as it had to go because he didn't do the things that he said he would do.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I want to make sure that I am forgiving him for his offense. Because I've had to move on. I couldn't stay, but also
why do you question whether or not you've forgiven him?
Because he's still in the position as leader, and I don't believe he should be there.
Hmm.
And maybe there are some, you know, some resentment or some things that I just don't know that I have forgiven.
So,
and that's what I need to know. I need to know whether I have, and if I haven't, how do I do that?
Well, why don't we just start with what forgiveness would look like? You know, forgiveness has to do with, the literal word is to cancel a debt. You're not holding it against him anymore. You're not trying to punish him. You're not seeking revenge. That you are basically letting him off the hook for what he did. Right, that's what God does with us. Now, if you did that, what you would also be doing is being open to moving forward. But that moving forward and trusting and all of that would be subject to his repentance. And that's more of a reconciled thing. A reconciled relationship is where two parties can come back together and be okay with each other. You can forgive somebody without them ever either appropriating that forgiveness, right, or joining it and saying they're sorry, or, you know, whatever it is. But if he's not repenting, for you to feel like that you would be close to him or trust him, or you've got a secondary problem with him. The first problem you might have forgiven him for, now you're bugged that he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing in your view, and either you try to solve that problem and step up and talk to the elders or whoever, right, and if they don't listen, you might have to give it up and just move on to a place that does things, you know, the way you think is the right way to do them.
Well, and here's the other thing. If somebody cheats on their wife and you walk in on them, you're holding it against them, which is the right thing to do. You're holding that again. And when they say, I'll resign or I'll do this or that, well, you're going to hold it against them until they do what they say they would do. You're going to expect them to live up to that accountability that they need. He does need to step down. And so you're still 4 years later. I hope you've forgiven him, but I also hope you won't give up keeping him to the standard that should be set by all pastors.
Well, but I mean, I'm in no real position to, I guess, hold him to that standard.
And, right, and that's frustrating, isn't it? Because here, you're the one that caught him. I mean, he offended more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And you went out on a limb and really tried to do the right thing. And it sounds like you're kind of the bad guy, and he's looking good.
Yeah.
And that's a hard place.
And you won't be the first person,
mm-hmm,
who tried to get a church to do the right,
yeah,
thing and basically realized that you got to go to another church, if that's actually what's happening here.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad you called. And let's send necessary endings to him.
Mm.
There's a necessary ending that needs to take place. All right. We are out of time. Don't forget that for $30 a month, if you don't belong to Club New Life, you get a library of 8 books. If you are a member, for $10 more, we'll send you that library with things like Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Boundaries, Every Man's Battle, How We Love, Forgiving What You Can't Forget, The Secrets That Women Keep. So please help us if you can, and that's our way of saying thank you for being part of this giving family. A gift of any amount, you'll get a great insulated tote bag for the grocery store, the beach, the pool. You'll love this. And that, if you can do that, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go to the website at newlife.com. All of the things that we're involved with are on that website, and our resources, some really great resources there, including Henry's new book, Necessary Endings. And if you're involved in a relationship that should have died 2 decades ago, then you might want to consider Necessary Endings. But it applies to the business world, too. A very, very insightful book.
Now, we have some amazing transformational experiences coming up. None more powerful than Every Man's Battle. That's June the 7th, and it's in Cincinnati, right smack dab in the middle of the country. Please, if you possibly can and you need it, come and be there with us. It's going to be such a fantastic experience, and we may not be back in Cincinnati for quite some time, but it's Every Man's Battle. It's Every Man's Integrity, and you join these other brothers in the battle. Intimacy in Marriage is June 28th in Washington, D.C. Restore, July 19th in Dallas. We'll do Finding Freedom again in September. We can help you. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a counselor, one of 1,100 around the country. Maybe it's one of these experiences that you won't find as a part of any other ministry. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It is a matter of humbling down and saying, I'm going to get the help that I need no matter what. I'm no longer going to try hard, because I've discovered trying harder makes trying harder and harder and harder. It's when we surrender and open ourselves up to being helped in a whole new way that the world starts to change for us in a really amazing way.
My thanks to Dr. Henry Cloud and to Dr. Jill Hubbard and to all of you. Thank you for listening. Those that support us, thank you so much for allowing us to be here. And hope you'll be doing the right thing for the right reasons at the right time all the rest of this day. We'll see you next time here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.